Laptops, cell phones, and Wi-Fi give people the freedom to work just about anywhere. But being out of the office has some drawbacks, and now people are looking for something in between.
Kevin Prentice started his internet-based business from his apartment in New York City. For 2 years, he says it was 14-hour days in solitude. Ironic, considering he runs a social networking site. Then one day, he heard about New Work City. It's a rented office space in Manhattan where workers like Prentice can drop in, hook up their laptops, and work away with other people, similarly mobile, while making face-to-face connections. Membership at New Work City is kind of like going to a gym. The plans range from $150 a month for 2 visits per week, on up to getting your own key. There isn't a janitor. Everyone cleans up. There are snacks, soda, and beer, too.
It's real simple. If you take something, then just drop a dollar or two into the jar. And it works pretty well, as you can see.
New Work City is part of a trend that started a handful of years ago on the West Coast. Newly mobile tech workers with laptops liked their freedom, but still missed the human interaction they got from going to an office. California-based Emergent Research says co-working spaces continued to grow during the recession. Public libraries are also getting in on the trend by offering conferencing and other business services. Kevin Prentice says he likes the support he gets from other members at New Work City. He's even hired a few people that he's met there.